Hello, everyone.
What's good?
This is another edition of Dear Simone's, bringing it to you live and direct. Do you want to read the question?
So the question today is very timely. We had someone ask, Dear Simone's, how do you guys feel about the Warriors leaving? Which, you know, simple question, but probably has a really big answer. And as you guys know, the Warriors just battled hard in the playoffs against the Toronto Raptors, who, by the way, are not even from this country. So I don't even know how that works. Like, how does that work?
I don't know. I mean, the NBA is an American organization.
Right.
So I don't know when the Raptors became the Toronto Raptors.
Right.
And perhaps this is something we should look up, but...
Because yeah, apparently they were like the first NBA game happened with the Toronto Raptors or in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, how? Anyway, so playoffs happened. They played the Toronto Raptors. KD got injured. Oh, my boo Clay got injured.
Oh, that's your man.
That's my boo.
Okay.
And I mean, isn't KD yours?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, okay.
I just wanted to be clear.
Right.
About who
Let's
is
both
who.
Be clear.
Let's both be very clear. Okay.
Right.
I got KD, you got Clay.
Okay, cool.
Period.
Period. So anyway, it was really tough. You know, we were watching, but you know, Cowie and them, they got them. They
Cowie.
Got them.
She said got Cowie.
Him. Got them. So anyways... With that, you know, not only did the Warriors lose and, you know, the Toronto Raptors won the whole championship, but that was the last time the Warriors are going to play in Oakland at the Oracle. And next season, they will be in the city.
Chase Center in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I wish we were there at Game 6 at the Roracle. Like, I would love to know. If anybody was there, please message us and let us know what the energy was like. Let us know what it felt like to see the beloved Golden State Warriors play their last game.
Yeah.
In that arena.
Had to be historic.
Yeah. And I think they've been playing there for, like, at least 50 years.
Yeah, no, decades, for
sure. Like, there's so much history in that. And I don't know about you, Niall, but... I mean, growing up, like, I was born in 1990. I didn't really grow up being, like, a Golden State Warriors, like, super fan.
Yeah.
Like, I was always, like, a Lakers fan, and I had, like, you know, different players on different teams that I appreciated, particularly, like, with the Detroit Pistons and here and there. But, like, and I always rooted for the Warriors. I always rooted for the Kings, of course. That's just because that was home base.
Right.
But this rallying around the Golden State Warriors to me just has meant so much. And I think it's more rallying of, like, Oakland.
Yeah.
And just true, like, loyalty and culture.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was a big hit. Not that they necessarily lost, but that they lost at the, you know, they lost
at home. Yeah.
For the last time.
Yeah.
And San Francisco once again gets that shine.
Right.
And gets what, you know, Oakland has been waiting so long to have. You know what I'm saying? A shot at it. First of all, a national title, but like a three-peat. Like, they were going for the third ring.
Yeah. And it's just interesting, like, when you just think about, like, the fact that, yeah, like, Oakland has been waiting for this for a long time. And, like, we finally, like... low-key, like, we got the glory, you know, for a few years now. But it's like, with all good things, it almost seems like, I don't know the full logistics of why they're going to the city, in terms of, like, what's going on with the Oracle or what's going on with, you know, the city of Oakland. But it just seems like, damn, like, okay, we kind of gave the Warriors, like, Oakland is as much part of the Warriors as Warriors is part of Oakland. So it just seems as if we kind of gave them that swag, that base, that, like, cool factor, that, like, you know, like,
yeah.
Not only are they dope, but they're from Oakland. And And let's not get it twisted. Like, Oakland, you know, obviously there's a lot going on with gentrification. Like, Oakland has been appearing on a lot of, like, top cities to visit lists and all kinds of things. A lot of the part due to the Warriors being here.
Right.
But it just seems like, okay, like, we did all this work collectively, like, to build this team up, this city up. And then they're just going to go to San Francisco. It's like, for what? We did all that for what?
I mean, we did it for a lot of things. But yeah, like, yeah. I mean, that's a great point. I mean, and you have, like, the superstardom of having Kevin Durant, you know, arguably the best player in the league, come out here. You have the unanimous two-time MVP, you know, Steph Curry. And, like, just how much the Bay has, like, adopted Curry and Aisha and Clay, Draymond, Iggy, like, everybody. Those are our dudes. You see E-40, Fab, G-Eazy, always at the sign. You got Beyonce and Jay coming out here from Row.
Beyonce and Jay was in Oakland, y'all. Like, in Oakland?
From Row.
Like,
from Row, you know. And shout out to the whole We Believe and Baron Davis and everyone.
Like, do you remember when Warriors tickets were, like, a dollar?
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember when they would sell Warriors tickets in, like, a 4-pack with, like, a soda and a hot dog for, like, $20?
No.
Yeah, girl.
Is that dead-ass real?
That's dead-ass real. That was, like, right before We Believe. Like, literally right before We Believe. I mean, maybe we were in, like, high school or something. Maybe junior high school. And literally Warriors tickets were, like, it was, like, okay, well, I'm exaggerating. It was, like, $99 for, like, 4 tickets, a soda, and a hot dog. So, and nachos. So, yeah. It's crazy.
It is. Now you can't even get in that thing.
Right. For less than 500, huh? Try it. Try
it. Decent seats, yeah. Right. That's true.
But even, so, like, like me, like, just as Elsa said, like, I didn't grow up a Warriors fan either.
And they gonna come for us for saying that, too.
Of course they are. Y'all could come for us.
We ready.
Y'all know where we at. Like, what? But, no, it's just, like, you know, I was definitely more of, like, a... It doesn't even matter which team I was rooting for. But it's just, you know, there's something to say about, like, even when you're not really, like, us as not really Warriors, huge Warriors, like, diehard fans, we still, like... Because we're here in Oakland, and even before we lived in Oakland, it's just that, like, magnetic energy with that team. This is our Bay Area team. This is our Oakland team. And, you know, just what they brought here for us and what they created, like, all kinds of things. Our first, the day that we decided we were going to create the podcast, we were trying to go to a Steph Curry event.
That's actually, and we,
so it's just, like, so ingrained in the Bay Area. You really can't deny the Warriors and you know what they've done, and, you know, they've given back so much. Like, I know KD and Steph have started a bunch of initiatives out here. I mean, I'm sad to see them go.
It is. It's what I'm saying, like, Oakland and the people of Oakland ultimately take a hit. There's nothing, I mean, that's what sports teams do for us, especially in places that have been too often, like, kind of looked over. And the Golden State Warriors were also, you know, looked over before they built, before they built up this roster. So I feel like Oakland and the Golden State Warriors kind of grew up together and gained fame and notoriety together.
Yeah.
For positive things, you know, simultaneously. So, and they're called the Golden State Warriors. So, like, all of California could rep the Golden State Warriors and be like, that's where we're from. Like, there's nothing more proud than repping where you're from and being like, yo, we got the Golden State Warriors, though. Yo, we got the Oakland Raiders, though. But okay, like, we got the 49ers. You know, we got the San Jose Sharks. And we got, you know, we have Athletic A's. There's so many different teams. And, like, they were the Golden State Warriors were just our babies. Yeah. They held us down, and they just kind of helped catapult and shine so much positive light on the city of Oakland.
Exactly.
And it really did help attract a lot of attention out here and really highlight all the good things that are happening here. So more than anything, that's what we're really just kind of sad about. Yeah. Of course, we hate to see our boos injured. You know, we actually got to go tend to them shortly. You know, then we going to cut this episode short. You know, we got to.
You know, Klavan Collins. Like, you know, he's been trying to see where I'm at. He needs help.
Katie's actually Katie's in the living room right now as we speak, just waiting for me to get off this podcast.
Right.
But
how do you think traffic's going to be in San Francisco when they got a game?
It's just the same as it is now. Crazy.
I like really don't understand. Like, just on a logistical level, I really don't understand how it's going to work. Where's the Chase Arena?
I think they're saying it's over there by UCSF, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so not even in the best location.
Right, it's already in the, so it's in the boonies.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's not, I don't, it's not BART accessible. Mm-hmm. So I want to know who's going to be going to these Warrior games now. Silicon Valley execs?
Right, basically. And you know it's going to be even more expensive. It's literally a metaphor for gentrification. It's just so crazy.
It is.
Like, you had this Oakland-based team, very down roots, you know, they were cool, but, you know, they weren't in the best conditions, but they were out here doing their thing. They got popping, mm-hmm. and then the white folks took them.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so that means, yeah, so you got to be careful when you get popping.
Right.
Because you just get co-opted.
Exactly.
But I think, I mean, to your earlier point, I think it was something about the arena. I think they outgrew it. I think they were looking, like, they just needed better infrastructure.
Yeah. And but they had enough money to redo that damn stadium.
They did.
They had money.
Or even buy, you know, look into buying somewhere else in Oakland.
Yeah.
Or even like, I don't know, San Leandro, something bordering.
Richmond.
It was just, I think it was just like a stake at the heart that it was San Francisco. Like Oakland always seems to come up short or seems to not be, I don't know, just it always seems like they can't compete with, mm-hmm. with San Francisco.
Right.
And this is just like...
Like, we always lose out in that.
Always. Like, who's going to go to Mission Bay? I mean, I'm sure devotees will still be there.
People will go.
We need Oakland in the house, you know what I'm saying? Doing like this, naive. But who can afford those tickets?
Right.
Them investors that don't know how to act?
Exactly.
Child.
But anyway,
so yeah, I mean, we're sad for the city and the people of Oakland for sure.
Yes. But we will never forget. I mean, you know, they're still in the Bay. They're still a Bay team.
Right.
You know? They're not
Are we
like,
being dramatic?
Right. They're not dying. They're not eliminating.
Right.
They're still here.
They're
it's
still
just,
here.
You know, it's just something to think about of like, you know, just kind of what's going on in Oakland and now what's happening with the Warriors.
The morale
of the city, like all of that. I'm just very interested to see what happens next.
Yeah.
But, you know, we salute the Warriors and all
Absolutely.
Their hard work, all their years out in Oakland. Like, we respect it.
We thank them.
We thank you guys.
And they love, oh my God, those Warrior players. Katie tells me this all the time. I'm sure Clay tells you.
Girl.
They love Oakland.
They
like,
do.
They love the culture and the people of
they
Oakland.
Do.
So that's something to help us kind of resolve these feelings of any, like, angst or, you know, sadness that comes with the move. Like, they mm-hmm. love. I know they'll still hold Oakland so dear in their hearts.
Yeah, they're not going to like San Francisco.
They might.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. How are they going to get into the game? They're going to have to get there, like, 3 hours early.
Literally. Oh my God, are they going to move to San... Ugh, whatever. Okay, anyway.
Anyway.
Holla.
Yeah. So that's how we feel. Let us know how you guys feel.
Yes.
Like, how did it make... Are you still, like, season ticket holders? You still going to be at every single game? You know, are you going to Muni?
Right.
Are you going to BART in Muni?
Are
you going to Uber? How are you going to get there? Like,
right.
let us know. Are we protesting and not showing up at all for the first game? JK.
Are you as excited about the Warriors in the city versus in the town? Let us know.
Yeah, even though we know the answer to that, but we want
to
know. And with that,
stay woke.